Great. Thank you. This rate thing is mind blowing. I can't even. Oh, it's really, really, really good, people. So hopefully it'll keep getting. Hopefully I don't let you down here. So tonight I'll be reading poems from Hallelujah Science, which is my new book. And what I'll be reading are poems that are the result of an experiment that I did to see if I could choose poems that contain the letters of our readers' names, the initials, and our host's initials. So let's see if I can do this. Starting with Malcolm, the M is in moments and the F is in before. Welcome brain to the last moments before sleep. Drugged with fatigue, I slide my words up and down and my hot hands catch odd associations on paper. I'm losing contact with little people, the ones who live in radios and sing. My face red with upstairs running. And then my initials, KSK, actually track with Anna Claire Weber. And I don't know if you're here, but you're in here because you just are. And so here's how I did this. So Anna and Kelly are in the word black. The initials of Claire, or middle initials, Claire and Stevens are in clouds. And Weber, the W, and Kane, the K, is in new, as in I knew it. It's okay to use candles in daylight. There's no such thing as too bright. I tell myself secrets out loud. The words are invisible, see? It's okay to drink tea in the shower. There is no such thing as too wet. People should make pictures on everything. Wet feet make prints on the rug. It's okay to walk up the escalator. I don't want to wait around for the ascension. Elevators get stuck between floors. The stairs could stand to be counted. It's okay to close your eyes in the dark. There is no such thing as too black. Clouds go somewhere on a clear night. The moon, unseen, new. And for our award-winning Diane, the initials D, K, the D is in punched and the K is in sky. When I die, I will miss the dark green shape of ivy and I will miss bark chips. When I die, I will miss the sound of any living creature's breathing, the texture of oatmeal, and the sound of a volleyball being punched into the sky. When I die, I will miss indentations left on noses from eyeglasses. The shrinking voice of a child speeding away on a bicycle, singing the Jeffersons theme song, and leaning from side to side on my bike, making sine waves on cement. When I die, I will miss yogurt and thinking about active yogurt cultures and being multicultural in every spoonful. The feeling of throwing sticks into water and watching them drown. The feeling of sitting on a hot car seat in shorts, touching a hot steering wheel and starting to drive. When I die, I will miss searching the house, scared to find the cause of a sound never before heard. The feeling of realizing an ant is crawling across my skin. And the waking up of every cell when midday, I remember a dream. I will miss shin splints and peeling the skin off steamed yams. I will miss swimming and chlorine ice. When I die, I will miss the feeling of weight, the smell of dirt from above, and the mystery of hidden roots that sow the soil together when I die. And for Cedric, CR. Oh, you guys, I can almost feel you. The C is in can, and the P is in, no, the C is in can, and the R is in preschool. These dreams I will carry with me, like waves in the air above heat or gasoline. Awake in this flaunted house, all kinds of spirit guests walk through. And they'll just have to watch me eat because I'm not running a restaurant for the dead. They can do like we did in preschool and hand each other pretend food. Air biscuits, invisible hamburgers, and double scoops of nothing. I hunger for these dreams. I draw one in and she curls up, pondering my stomach, tasting womb, deciding nothing. And Joan Bauer, and Juniper, I didn't know your last name, so I rolled you into the J. The J is in enjoy, and the B is in because. She is risen. No one will fly higher. No one will enjoy more the loud shouts of angels or the reverse ocean of the sky. I got a fever yesterday because I held too many spirits in me. They got too crowded and started to sweat me out. My mama anointed me with Vicks VapoRub, and she put the humidifier on like a constant genie coming out of the bottle. And two wooden birds watched me with their right eyes, and a wooden man beat his drum beside me, and a wooden cat kept watch on the other side. And I was held in place by wooden floors, and I was tucked in by wooden doors, and daylight was framed by the wooden window. And if I could see a bit of glory, I would. And if I could talk about it anymore, I would. And Chris Collins, the K is an earthquake. And the sea is in comes. It's been too long since the last earthquake. I jump up and down trying to start something. The glasses in the cabinet clink together like wind chimes. I can hear them, nothing breaks. It's been too long since the last earthquake. The desk vibrates when a bus goes by. I jump up and down trying to start something. The landlord pounds to say quit it. My dad called me the instigator because I used to tell my mom on him for waving to women and eating fast food. Now, I'm on to bigger things. In my dreams, when I jump up and down trying to start something, buildings leap up into the sky and the holes they used to stand in say, ah. Why can't I start something sweet? Like a big umbrella over a small child. Or start something small, like a kiss. I need to knock something over so I can start over. I am strong enough to shake the planet. And by the time the shaking is over, a song will be left standing. A song will be left standing. I am so convinced at the typewriter, my fingers jumping up and down, trying to start something. It's been too long since the last earthquake. The first movement comes. I jump up and down. And to end, all of us together make a new poem that's just for tonight. Moments before black clouds knew punch sky can preschool fever seeds enjoy because earthquake comes. Thank you.